It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back. The Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Number 20.
Episode 20.
Absolutely.
Did you have something for that?
I do not.
No? Okay. No. 2020 was the year that, I don't know.
COVID.
It's bad and bougie or something was maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of bad mojo around.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I remember when I was 20.
Yeah?
Yeah, barely.
I bet you don't.
A lot of it
just
don't.
Just flashes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, man, we got a lot of basketball to talk about this week.
Yes,
also
sir.
Got the final, the rest of the state championship high school games to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And going to talk about some football, too. College football.
College football. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I meant your picks.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing really great.
He's doing better than they are.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm doing better than they are. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
I am. I'm going to continue to find games that we have to pick until I catch up.
All right.
We may be picking tiddlywinks.
Yeah.
Before long, somewhere. No, I didn't do well. I was, of course, these last three games I had to pick to try to catch up, and I went 1-2. I needed to go 2-1 to catch Tony. But
You'll get there. Once we get to golf.
I don't know. I don't know, because now we're going to pick all these. We'll end up picking all the bowl games.
Yeah.
Which I can go with him on the bigger bowls, but he knows all these little schools that I don't know them.
Yeah.
I don't even know who they are.
Right.
Define little school.
Little school?
One you've never heard of?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Or I don't know what conference they play in.
Yeah.
And a lot of times those have they have a lot bigger, and you've talked about it before, you put one of those teams, and I'll use your team, Marshall, for example, against Oklahoma. Marshall's got a lot more incentive to play than Oklahoma does.
Oh, yeah. And you get their best shot.
Yeah, that's what happens with a lot of these games. And Tony knows a lot more about those teams. And
seeing it already. The excuse.
The downgrading of the herd.
No.
What I'm hearing is the downgrading of the herd.
That's not what I meant at all. What I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to tell you I'm going to be buying lunch.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
You could have just started with that.
That's right. I'm going to be buying lunch, but anyway, we'll talk about all that later when we get the Tut man in here.
Yeah,
and see what he has to say.
King Tut.
Well, the Tut will be strutting. So
he had a pretty good. Pretty good series of picks.
Yeah, he really did. But before we do that, we're going to talk about basketball. Let's talk about the Leopards first.
Yeah.
The Queen Classic last week, great tournament, I thought, Tony. And I think that there's something that we want to keep going. I hope that the school and everybody up there wants to keep it going, too.
It'd be crazy not to.
Well, just a lot of local flavor to it, great crowds, great games,
mm-hmm.
a lot of good games,
mm-hmm.
a lot of really good games. And I think that, that just if we can keep that going, I think it'd be something that only get better as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you talk about Coach Spears had mentioned it earlier to me about the local flavor between, Causatot and Mena, they don't schedule each other. But guess what? Down here, they mm-hmm. played each other,
mm-hmm.
and Causatot was ready to play.
Yeah,
and you get a lot of matchups like she said that teams of that are up close, but never don't play each other.
Yeah, it's cool. It's local, and you get to see it's like friendly rivalries, friendly competition, all that between all these schools that are all right next to each other, towns that are right next to each other. So
mm-hmm.
I like it. They'll continue.
Yeah,
they'll continue.
Yep. And so
I believe in it.
So looking at that and talking about the Leopards quickly, the Leopards, they lost an open round of the Leopard Classic 48-42 to Dirks.
Yeah.
But really a good game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a well-played game, and, Dirks had, they ended up, winning third place in the Classic, and this week got Center Point Knights Friday they got Genoa Central.
Yeah,
they're at Genoa. They're home Tuesday night, and they're Friday night. And Lady Leopards, Tony, you know they ended up placing second.
Yeah, did really well.
One really close game against Dirks, which man. Way too close for me.
Yeah,
it was it was a really good ball game, 1 point game. Beat Costot River by 15 in a rematch of a game that was a 1 point game two or three weeks ago, and then lost to a really good Wright City team. And
undefeated?
Yeah,
who's 10-0?
Yeah, they're still undefeated. Yeah,
yeah.
And so you know, let's talk to Coach Eden Spears about the Lady Leopards week. Coach Spears, good to have you on. We appreciate you calling in. I know you're busy today. Just going to talk a little bit about the DeQueen Classic last week. First of all, I want to just tell you what a great job y'all did putting it on, and we hope that it continues on because I think it was a great venue for local basketball, and crowds were good. Unfortunately, at the end, it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but you had two good wins. Monday night and Thursday night over two teams that in Dirks and Costot River that we thought would be really good games, and they were good games. Let's talk about those for a minute, and then we'll talk about Saturday.
Okay. Yes, I think the week went well as far as the tournament goes. Our goal was to get, you know, all the local teams around here around Sevier County together for, you know, kind of a Sevier County shootout kind of thing, and I mean surrounding areas, but there's so many schools that are close that don't really see each other a whole lot during the year, so that was kind of our goal. The Dirks game was a close game. They've got some good athletes. They're young, we're young. It was a good first round game. We ended up winning by one. And then the Costot River game was a rematch against a team that we had beat by one at their place in a crazy game that we started out we spotted them I think 19 points in the first half and then ended up coming back to win at the end at their place. I think we played a much better game the second time we played them here in our tournament, so yeah, it was a pretty good first couple rounds, and then like you said, the last round didn't go the way we wanted it to, but Wright City's a really good team. So
Coach Tony Stowers here. I thought the Causatot game was the best defensive game y'all played all season, and maybe Lady Leopards in multiple seasons.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely the best defensive game that we've played this year by far. That was our goal going into the Wright City game, was to keep that defensive momentum going. And we did for the first about quarter and a half, and then Wright City just – they're a very veteran team, a very, very talented team. So we, I don't know, kind of got out of it, but that was a very good defensive game for us, against Costot River. I was very proud of the girls, the way they played in that game.
Yeah. I think a number two for Wright City probably got you out of that defensive.
Yeah. Definitely.
She was, as they say, on fire.
She was.
Yeah. 38 points for, and you know, and surely the difference in the game. I mean, I think I was really looking forward to us playing them again, and I thought that we would have thought that we'd play them a better game than we did the week before over at Broken Bow, but they, you know, ended up beating us by 24, where they'd only beat us by 17 over there. But, you know, again, you know, we were within three in the middle of the third quarter.
Something like that.
Was that when it was? The middle? I mean, it was right there, and then all of a sudden they just blew out. And, you know.
Well, Coach Haley, I think, took the best time out of her career in that game, maybe.
Yeah.
In the third quarter. We came out on a roll in the third quarter, ready to go. And then she called a timeout, and they jumped on us. And from that point on, we struggled after that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good week for the Lady Leopards. Looking forward to this week. Got the Center Point Lady Knights Tuesday.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Yeah, and then you've got Genoa Central Lady Dragons. That's Friday night. You probably know a little bit about them, I'm sure.
A little.
Yeah. By the way, for those listening, she is from Genoa. So,
I see. Yeah,
so that was the reference there. Yeah. But what about Center Point? You know anything about them, Coach Spears?
They want to slow you down. They want to play half court sets, which is, you know, we're kind of a get the ball up and down the floor and go kind of team. So, they've got a few young players just like us. They're mostly guards. Their post player that they've got is a good scorer, but she's been hurt with a knee injury. I'm not sure if she'll play or not. It should be a good game for us. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. And what about Genoa?
Genoa is – they are kind of – they've had a couple of years here where they're rebuilding. They graduated a couple of seniors that really helped them last year. So right now – they've had some good games and they've had some bad games. They're kind of inconsistent right now. So not 100% sure what we're going to get there right now. Just trying to get through the Center Point game first, and then we'll refocus on Genoa.
I understand. Well, appreciate everything y'all did for the DeQueen Classic. Again, we enjoyed it immensely. I think it's something that we need to continue doing. Good week for the Lady Leopards, 2-1, and look forward to seeing what happens with Center Point and Genoa this week. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, and just go Leopards.
Go Leopards.
Yep, thank you guys for having me. Go Leopards.
Big thanks to Coach Spears for that interview, for sure. Are you guys ready to give away a Lady Leopard player of the game?
Yeah, I think this week our
– or the week, rather.
Yeah, Leopard or Lady Leopard player of the week is going to be Emma Chambers.
Mm.
Just amazing job this week. You know, almost single-handedly took over the Dirks game, and she probably did single-handedly take over the Dirks game at the end of it.
Yeah.
And leading scorer there, leading scorer in every game this week.
Yeah.
And did an outstanding job, not only scoring, but handling the ball, passing the ball, rebounding, did everything. And for her effort, she's going to be our Gentry Chevy Leopard Player of the Week.
Nice. Well, let's take a moment to talk about Harris Drug and Gifts while we're at it. 205 DeQueen Avenue is where you can find all. It's kind of like your mecca for your prescription and gift-giving needs here in Sevier County. We definitely appreciate them. They're a huge sponsor of the podcast and a lot of things going on in Sevier County usually. So Harris Drug and Gifts, really, really great place to pick up all the gifts that you might be giving away for the holiday season and the cold meds that you're definitely going to need as well, because it's cold out there. And they have a great over-the-counter setup as well, of having all your prescriptions sent over there. The Razorbacks Corner for the Hogs fan in your life, and we appreciate them so much sponsoring every single week on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. And they bring you the Cossatot River Talk, which I believe we're going to get to right now. We have Philip Fields in studio.
Philip, both Cossatot River teams played in the Queen Classic. You were there to call some games, and we're asking everybody this, but we're going to ask you, what were your thoughts about the DeQueen tournament?
I thought it was a good tournament, well organized. I think we had some pretty good competitive teams. Obviously, we had some great play. Cossatot started out there first couple rounds, did pretty well. Had a great semifinal game for the boys there against Derrick's, you know, a 3-point win there for the Eagles. So, yeah, I mean, great tournament. And then we had a great final for the boys there as well against Wright City. Wright City, you know, led for most of the game, but there in the third period, Cossatot narrowed it down to just a 2-point lead. Wright City managed to stretch that back out there in the fourth period. But man, what a great tournament! I mean, good competitiveness. It was run well organized. I thought it was great.
Yeah, that's good. We haven't met anybody that didn't think that it was top notch. And again, hats off to Coach Lindley, Coach Spears, all everybody that had a part in putting that together. Y'all's game with Dirks was, I thought, one of the more competitive. The atmosphere was great for that game, games of the tournament, and there was some more games like that. But the juices were flowing when you all were playing the Outlaws.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, between the Outlaws and the Eagles, there's always quite a bit of competitiveness, obviously. These young men know each other. They've played each other quite a bit, I mean, throughout their junior high and high school careers. So I think it's a game that they look forward to as well. There it was a really full schedule for the Eagles this last week. They had the tournament games on Tuesday, and then they had the tournament games on Thursday. Then they played over at Jetsonville on Friday,
right.
And then they came in for the finals on Saturday. So that was a lot of basketball for those kids to play.
Well, and then go 2-2 on the week.
Yeah,
and I think that makes the boys 9-4 overall. They're having a good year.
Right. Yeah, they're having a good year. You know, and I'll say this, Wright City was a great team, and I was really proud of the boys for the way they played against Wright City. You know, and they played a lot of basketball, and I could see they were probably just a little bit tired. But, you know, I think the tournament made them a better team. I think that competitiveness, particularly Wright City, made them a better team, and Derrickson. You know, looking at conference play, I think that they're going to go into that conference tournament coming up here in another month or so, being a lot better team. I'm really looking forward to how well they're going to do in tournament action as the season winds down. And the girls did well, too. You know, you can see the same thing with them. They played the consolation game against Mena early on Saturday. And, you know, the girls played hard, and I really enjoyed watching them. But they didn't beat Mena in the consolation game. But, again, good competitiveness. They definitely came out a better team.
Well, we appreciate that. And it looks like this week they get to some Northwest or at least up that way teams. They go to Paris on Tuesday night, and then Friday the Charleston Tigers come to Cozumel River. Both of these teams have losing records. You know anything about them, or you got any thoughts about those games? Looks like two games that both the Eagles
could all be winnable for the Eagles.
And yeah, Lady and Eagles. Eagles, yeah. Both of them could both come out with two wins this week.
Yeah, they should be, and you know, and they need that. They've had a couple of tough losses. They're coming in for the girls, and they need a little bit of confidence and a game where they can really work on putting their game together and working their game plan. The girls have a very similar scheme as what the boys do. They always try to work it to the inside. The girls try to work inside to Landry Richardson and Chelsea Carterby, and when they can't really get that inside game to work, then it's more difficult for them because they have to go to the outside shooting. I've got to say, Landry Richardson, in all the games that I've watched her, one of the amazing things about her, while she does have a lot of size and she has a great inside game, that's really her strength. She can also shoot three-pointers. She had several, you know, shooting from outside the arc. So she's fantastic overall. And the boys they like to go inside to Henry, you know, at all times. They're always trying to work inside. That Tuesday game, they got inside to Cody Bailey a lot, and he was working really well inside. And Dylan Loving worked well inside on Saturday, rotating off those screens. So, you know, that's mainly the Cozumel River game. And really, I look forward to a pretty good game on Friday against Charleston. That should be a good one. But, yeah, I think it's Charleston also is going to be a good chance for both the Eagle teams to work on their execution, work on that inside shot, and improve their game coming in here to the end of December. When we get that Christmas break, the kids will get a chance to get rested up, and then we'll have the final run for January to the conference tournament.
Well, Philip, you know the law. You can only pick one Eagle or Lady Eagle player of the week, and we're putting you on the spot.
That's no problem. Landry Richardson, I picked her before, but again, her tournament play and the other play has just been outstanding this week. Now, on the boys, it's more difficult between Cody Bailey and Dylan Loving, but you know, Dylan Loving just played his heart out on Saturday. He even when he doesn't score a lot of points, he executes well from that point guard position running his offense. And Landon Phillips rotates in well with him. But Dylan Loving, I would say, definitely the boys' player of the week.
So overall, who are you picking for the Union Bank Eagle player of the
week? It's like the Oscars. The nominees are.
So you got to pick one out of them. You got to pick one, boy or girl.
You know, I love these kids.
I know you do, brother. It is hard. I understand.
Go ahead. So who do you think you want to pick this week?
Yeah, Dylan Loving will be the player of the week, definitely based on his play on Saturday and throughout the week and how he contributed to the team. He was the big contributor this week.
I think that's a great choice. I watched him play this week. All those other players had great weeks too, but Dylan Loving actually was just a leader. And
he's the quarterback of that boys team. If you can have a quarterback in basketball, he's the guy.
Yeah.
And it was great getting to see you a lot this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to see y'all, too. You know, we've kind of got our broadcast family going, and I really enjoy seeing you guys and get to broadcast next to you and exchange information. And I really enjoy that, and I love doing the broadcast.
We appreciate you one more time. The Union Bank Eagle Player of the Week is going to be Dylan Loving, and we'll talk to you next week to see what happens with the Eagles and Lady Eagles as they face Charleston and Paris. Excuse me, Paris and Charleston.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good week, Philip.
Y'all too.
Philip Fields, everybody. And now we are joined on the line by Horatio Lions head coach Isaac Minton.
Coach Minton, good to have you on the phone. Last week, played a lot of basketball. Started out with a game against Wright City in the Queen Classic, and then played Spring Hill and umpire, so three games in a week's a pretty busy week for the Horatio Lions.
Oh yes, sir. We were, and if we had found a way to win that first game on Monday night, we would have also had.
y'all have been at it, man.
Huh?
Y'all would have been at it because you'd have played every night last week.
Yeah, we would have had Wednesday off, and that was one thing I talked to the guys about last week. You got to be ready. I mean, we could have three games next week or in a 5-day span, or you could have five games in 6 days. I said, and you want that. You want five games in 6 days because that's the type of stuff that you're going to see. That's the type of battle you're going to, obstacles you're going to have to overcome. Once postseason starts, it's multiple games across multiple days, and you don't get a big long break. You just got to be ready to play.
We struggled with
some of our health. We were missing some guys, and we missed a starter in the Wright City game, and we just weren't right. We just weren't feeling great. Sickness has been going up here for a little while, for about a week or so. I've been up and down myself, and we battled as hard as we could on Monday, and you guys were there. Y'all saw that we were. I told the guys that we were practically driving a Cadillac in reverse. That was the battle we were trying to overcome on Monday night.
Well, Wright City's a good basketball team, and like you say, if you guys were a little off in health or whatever, I mean, that could happen to a lot of teams playing Wright City.
Yes.
And it did last week.
Yeah, it happened to a lot of teams last week when they played Wright City. I know you're experienced in the tournament. I mean, you only got to play one game, but what just the tournament overall? Your feelings about it? Did you all enjoy it? And would you come back?
I actually just got to tell Coach Lindley that a few minutes ago. We love having the local tournament. I've heard you guys say it 100 times in the last week or so. These local tournaments, getting your good fan bases, people don't have to travel as far, so you get more people. People are in their bragging rights for who's the best team in the Tri-County area, whatever it is. And people love that. That drives community involvement. It drives people coming and being supportive of your schools and all your students and all the activities that go around. And we loved it. I mean, I was in the ball games at home Monday night after we got spanked.
Yeah.
So I just walked up in my chair and watched Derrick's and DeQueen and just enjoyed it. I mean, and I was watching Mina play. They broadcast some of their games with their Booster Club Foundation and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, I just enjoy watching the games. I mean, granted, I could have just easily gone to the gym living 5 minutes away from the school, but just from the comfort of my recliner, I enjoy watching it a little bit better.
Coach, y'all lost a tough one to Spring Hill, 3-point loss, and then finished the week with a pretty sound beating of the umpire Wildcats. So, how'd those two games go?
Well, Spring Hill, that was one of our main focuses on the week. Halftime had only given up 20 points, and we ran out of gas.
Yeah.
And we about 22 or 23 in the fourth quarter alone last year, and we told ourselves that that was not happening again this year. We didn't give up 23 in the fourth quarter. We gave up 21 or so in the first quarter this year. And we just had to find a way to battle, and we did. We cut the lead. It was like an 18-point lead right before half, and Trey Mason gets a big bucket and one and finishes it off and gets it to 15 going into the halftime break. And all of a sudden, we come out, and we start with the basketball. We knock down a three from Miguel Valeda, and it's a 12-point game. We get a stop, and we get another three right off offensive rebound, kick out three to Daniel Gideon, and it's a 9-point game. And then all of a sudden, the wheels start turning a little bit. Guys start believing, and boy, it was on from there. And it was, and we had the game tied up at the end of the third quarter, down 15 to start the third, and we had it tied up to start the fourth. And I couldn't be more proud of our guys at all, because they fought tooth and nail. And it's one thing we've talked about a lot, finding a way to play four quarters of basketball, because that one quarter or even half of a quarter is what ends up deciding the ball game for us 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
And they fought, and we had every opportunity at the end of the ball game as well. We had it tied up at 44, about 3 or 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter as well. And we had chances in the final seconds. We were down three. We had two shots at the rim. And we just, the ball didn't go in. You know, it's typically going to go in, go your way when you're on the road. And we took that as a big push forward in where we are as a group.
Right.
Coming to where our goals that we want to achieve. And then umpire, we were down two starters. Trey Mason was battling his shoulder injury Tuesday night at Spring Hill. His shoulder came out twice in that ball game. And he got it popped back in, and he finished the game for us. But he was hurting something horrible all week last week. And so I decided it's not a conference game. The best thing to do is get him right for this week. So I held him out from Friday. And then Izzy Tinajero, he was gone. He had some family business that he couldn't get out of. And so he didn't play. We didn't have him. So we were down two starters on Friday night. We talked about it, had to have guys step up. Friday night's game wasn't even supposed to be then. It's supposed to be the week before.
Right.
And that's why the family thing that Tinajero had to go to was scheduled for then, so he wouldn't miss, and it just kind of happened that way. But, I mean, it was kind of good for us because it forced some guys to step up in roles that they haven't had to be before. I believe guard Zach Smith, I think he had 25 points. I believe that's the most he scored in his high school career here. And he's athletic enough to do so. He can get to the rim. He's really athletic. He just needs that confidence boost. And I think that a game like Friday night gives him that.
That's good.
Another scoring threat for us. And Daniel Gideon, tell you what right now, that dude can score. He's a three-level scorer. When he's got his confidence and he's rolling, he can get hot, and he can get hot quick, and he's tough to stop with that size. He's got great touch around the rim. He's got a great body that just he can maneuver around defenses. All his is it's a confidence.
Well, Coach, we are going to have to make a tough decision here. Who's going to be your Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week?
I'm going to have to give it to Daniel Gideon this week.
There you go.
Two great games against Spring Hill and against umpire. I'm going to have to give it to him this week. He absolutely battled each and every night, and he's averaging a double-double for me right now. He's averaging probably around 14, 15 points and 10 rebounds.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best. I know you got Caddo this week at your place, and I think you've got the Murfreesboro Rattlers at their place. Come out this week with two wins for the Lions.
That's our goal. Tomorrow is, we defended home court last year with Cap, and we expect to do the same. And Murfreesboro is another tough one. They are very tough. They've got the Harding signee, Cade Caldwell, and we're going to do our best to try to slow him down and make others beat us and see where the chips fall.
Well, Coach, have a great week, and go Lions. Thanks for calling.
Go Lions.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, covering all of Southwest Arkansas for your veterinary needs. Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181 to schedule an appointment today. Also, DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West in DeQueen, 870-642-8387. Just call that. Well,
that's vets.
That's right, Greg. You call that to schedule an appointment and check them out on Facebook as well for literally any needs that you have for your pets, whether it's routine or something potentially surgery, or you need to get them in, something's wrong with them. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They take care of you here in Southwest Arkansas. They cover all of Southwest Arkansas, as we do with our sports page, and they're a big sponsor of it. So
yeah, we appreciate them so much.
Absolutely. All the way down from a flea up to a horse, Dr. Martin cares about them all.
That's how's your flea Gary doing?
He's not doing so well after Greg killed it.
I did not kill Gary.
No, you didn't.
No. They do a magnificent job. Mm-hmm. They're good with animals. They're even good with people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always remember my name and my pet's names, and they make me feel really good over there. So we appreciate them. Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital. Let's get to it. We have Jim Cross on the line.
Jim, we're good. Glad to have you this week. Panthers got started with basketball and took some losses last week.
Yeah, our girls are getting better. We got some depth this year. Kaylee Dancer is a ninth grader that's moved up, and she's very, very talented. And so I think as the girls go on, they're going to get better. And we've got a few seniors that have kind of been through the battles. And our boys, fellas, we only have nine guys out. Wow. And that's – now the nine that we have are pretty good. It's just nine guys is not very many for a basketball team, and depth is starting to – play a piece, and that's kind of what happened in the game against Washington Chapel. With the boys, it was 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, and we're hanging right with them, but they went on a 21-6 run, and we just never could overcome that.
Depp also played a role in the MENA game, I believe, as far as just seemed like at the end MENA had more in the tank.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. And you know, you're asking Antonio McDuffie and Ty Marks, basically, they're going to play from one buzzer to the next buzzer, and there's just not a whole lot of depth, and we're not, and so you can't press, so you can't speed the game up, and so it kind of limits your options. And Ty Marks, Antonio McDuffie, they're as good as anybody you'll see.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, you don't have to convince me.
No.
And I don't know who's making the schedule down there, Jim. You just host a 9-1 Bradley Bears team Monday. So, I mean, y'all didn't duck anybody.
No, we didn't. And, you know, Bradley is, you know, perennial one of the best teams in their classification with Coach Harris, you know, Hall of Fame coach. And you know, they're going to run and press you and do all the things that we don't want to do. And I'm sure he'll have about 15 guys to run at us. you know, I saw some of the scores. They've been scoring 80 points.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty consistently. Yeah.
That's a lot of points in high school basketball.
Yeah, it really is. And they always have good basketball down at Bradley.
Well, the boys are 9-1 and their girls are 10-1.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty good little start.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of teams take that.
Well, you know, we have one, but our one is on the win side.
Yeah. well, it just looks like you said, Lady Panthers improving. Panthers a little bit shorthanded, but got some good talent. And you know, and as they get into you know, these guys just came out of football.
Yeah,
went right straight to basketball, and there's a little. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of an adjustment period there. I know that they're great athletes, and I'm sure it's less of one than it was for me when I played.
Well, nobody would trade a three-round run in the state football playoffs for anything, but you wonder if that longer run in football starts way before the end of August, mm-hmm. and then you play three extra games, and you wonder if that was in anybody's mind. Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to sit basketball out.
Yeah, I think you're right, fellas. I think there are a couple guys that could have been some role players that probably would have played, and you know they're beat up and tired, and some of them play baseball, and right. it's tough to play three sports anymore. But I will say, I was so impressed with Re'Darius Norman. He plays offensive tackle on the football team, and Re'Darius is probably 6'2", probably a biscuit away from 295. And, you know, just a big, big, strong kid. And he played very well the other night. He's got good hands. Now, he's not a big jumper or anything, but, boy, he really held his own against a really big and strong Washington Chapel team. So if we can keep him on the court and he can play those extended minutes, you know, he's going to really be a big difference. He had 19 points the other night.
Wow.
And all of them were, you know, 2 feet from the basket.
Am I right to assume he's going to be your Horatio State Bank Panther Player of the Week?
That's him.
Yeah, yeah. I saw when I read your articles that we get as well, I thought, yeah, he's the guy. And I remember him from football, and he is he's a good-sized young man. Yeah.
Oh, he's huge. He's huge.
Yeah.
And what's so funny about him, guys, is he's one of the sweetest, nicest kids you'll ever meet. So he's kind of like a gentle giant. And I was glad to see his aggressiveness in the game. I mean, I'm telling you, Washington Chapel, you know, they're 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", across the board, and it could all jump. And Re'Darius, he hung right with them the whole game. And so I think that's a big piece with you know, you can count on Ty and Antonio. If you get Re'Darius to give you some good minutes, hell, I'm not saying we're going to win the conference, but we'll win some ball games.
Right. Well, Jim, man, we appreciate your time today and appreciate you catching up with us, switching from football to basketball mode.
Well, it was tough the other day on the first game. I wanted to say Jim Croft, my good buddy Daryl Coker, but my good buddy was nowhere to be found.
He'll probably make a few basketball games.
Yeah, he could help me, couldn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you so much, Jim, and I hope you have a great week and hope the Panthers get two wins this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, sounds good, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Randy Walker and all of the other great businesses that sponsor this podcast. We have Angie Walker in studio again. How
Good
are you doing
morning.
Today?
I'm awesome.
Great, great. Well, do we have any updates on what's going on with Dr. Randy Walker's office?
So, yes, we've got a few new things that we're doing. So, I'm not sure if folks are aware, but we do have a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner in our office. Mm. She's there Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6 p.m., and she just got certified in EMDR training.
Oh, wow.
What is EMDR?
I knew you were going to ask that. It is eye movement and desensitization reprocessing therapy. And it's mostly for those first responders, you know, okay. like the police, the fire, and what have you. You know, when you've suffered a trauma, and it's one of those things that, you know, it can be 10 years ago, but it still affects you. It's affecting your sleep patterns. It's affecting how you react to certain situations. And so that's really, EMDR is really for that post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm, okay.
And you may not even know you have it.
Ah, fair enough.
So, flu shots, please get mm-hmm. a flu shot. It's so exciting. A flu shot is exciting.
Yeah,
so,
and important. And
for those of you that got yours in October, or if you get them earlier than October, understand that they really only have about a 90-day window that they cover. Yes. And so you can get an additional flu shot in January. And so we really hold ours until October 1 because we want our patients to make it through December 31st. But you can also come back in after January 1 and your insurance will cover a second shot.
Got you. Okay. So you got to double up on them.
Yes, please. And then on the pediatric side, just reminding you guys that we have a pediatric nurse practitioner who's fabulous, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I can tell you he's seeing a ton of RSV.
So yes.
Don't kiss the babies.
Yeah, try not to.
Please don't kiss the babies.
And that's Nick Matthews?
Yes, Nick Matthews.
Gotcha.
He's from here.
I didn't know.
I think he has a Matthews. Does he have a Matthews playing? Or was it football?
The answer to that is yes.
Okay. I don't know if he plays basketball.
He has a nephew who plays basketball and football.
Trent. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
His brother is the new superintendent at Foreman.
Yes, congratulations.
Who calls in
on our big listener.
Yes. We had Mr. Matthews as the math teacher when he was at DeQueen.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic guy.
Nice.
That's right. And Nick's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he really is.
Awesome. And then, of course, we talked about Dirks last week and talked about the expansions going on, new X-ray.
Plumbing.
That's it.
We have framing and plumbing, and so I'm so excited over that.
Yeah.
We'll start work with sheetrock this week. And so our goal is March 1. And I hate to say that out loud because you know what happens when you set a goal, it doesn't happen.
Of course.
In construction anyway. So yeah. March 1 is what we're looking at.
But you still set it and you can.
I'm pushing it, dozing it.
That's
like
right.
March 1.
That's right.
So we pretty much covered all the medical stuff,
yes.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what about Simple Simons? You got anything going on there that you want to tell us about?
We do. We have some monthly specials that are going on. We also have some new exterior decorations in case you haven't seen them. We've added our little dinosaur, our little cow, and then we're doing a drawing on that. So if you go by and snap your photo with it and tag us in it, you're going in for a drawing on the 22nd for a Beast Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So our goal is you have family in, you don't want to cook, maybe you'll get drawn and you don't have to mess with
it. I like it. You won't have to cook for a couple of days. Awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's right.
And so that covers, what about Ayers Cleaners?
Yeah, Ayers Cleaners.
So they're super busy this week getting everybody ready to look good in those Christmas photos, Christmas pictures, traveling, New Year's. We haven't really added, well, other than Saturdays. So now we are open on Saturdays from 9 to 12. But those ladies are just kicking it.
Yeah.
We're doing some outside stuff. So you may see us painting, adding up some security stuff, those kinds of things. But we're just kind of nose to the grind.
I like it. That's awesome.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you coming in so much. Without you, we couldn't do it.
Well, the kids. The kids are it.
That's what it's all about.
That's
what it's all about. And you take care of the kids at Leopard Care Clinic.
That's right.
Yes. You take care of the kids at Nick's pediatric
Simple
clinic.
Simons with the 50-50s.
Yeah.
On the weekends at Dr. Walker's office.
Yes.
That's right.
Of course.
Yeah. That's true. And a great community partner, and we appreciate y'all for all y'all do so much.
For sure. Huge sponsor. We appreciate that. And you guys always sponsor going into the most look forward to moment of the podcast when we bring Jeff Tuttle in, or as I've been calling him, King Tut.
Yeah.
To talk about the Dirks Outlaws.
That's exactly right. All right, Jeff, Outlaws 4-2 on the year, finished third in the Leopard Classic. I will ask you, we've asked everybody else that was involved in it that we've talked to today, what did you think about the Leopard Classic?
I loved it. Thought it was a well-hosted event. Hospitality was good. You guys treated me well. I pretty much sat courtside with y'all, whether I was watching a game, broadcasting, or just checking out funny-looking people in the stands. It didn't really matter. I got to see it from courtside.
There were a couple of those, weren't they?
Yeah.
Most of them are behind us.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to say
there was one less when you come out of the stands and sit down beside
him. Right. That's exactly right.
But no, I thought it was a great event, guys. And, the Outlaws were fortunate to get to play three games there, and they played three pretty good games, to be honest.
Yeah, they really did. They won. They beat DeQueen 48-42, then lost, and man, a nail biter. That might have been the best game of the tournament.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, Dirks and Costock River lost by three, and then beat Mena 59-38 in the consolation finals. And in addition to that, they had a win at Foreman too, 76-57. So, pretty good week for the Outlaws there.
People take a lot of 3-1 weeks.
Yeah, I'd take that.
I'd 3-1. It could have been 4-0.
Yeah, it could have easily been 4-0. Yeah.
Yep. It could have been. But If you got that win, you'd have been playing Wright City.
True.
So I don't know if you watched. You didn't watch Wright City play, did you?
Well, I seen them. I didn't see the finals.
Okay.
But
yeah, they were pretty good.
Did the big kid have a good game in the finals?
They all had good games.
Yeah, they did. They really did.
They were impressive. Their girls and their boys. I mean,
they were not tested.
They were not
there. I mean, not really. Either one of those teams.
No, they've done it. They've done it right. No pun intended. They're senior laden and they're experienced. They're fundamentally sound. I just don't see a weakness, Greg.
No. They're both those teams are really good. But irregardless, Outlaws had a great week. 3-1. Lady Outlaws. They're 2-2. Of course, they lost in the first round, so they're out of the tournament immediately.
But that may have been the best girls' game.
I was going to say, I thought that.
That's what.
Separating the boys and the girls, but I was going to say, I thought that might have been the best game of the tournament. But
yeah, and, I mean, it really was a great game with the Queen team and lost by one. Had three shots at the basket at the end, just couldn't get one to go down. I'm going to tell you this, and obviously, you know I'm a Leopard announcer, and I've got a granddaughter that plays for the Lady
Leopards. Homer's really what you were looking for.
I am a homer. Okay. I mean, unashamedly admit it.
That's fine.
I told Tony, and I said this on the radio when we were calling the game. I do not want Riley Simmons with the basketball with 15 seconds left.
Yeah.
And man, she just couldn't get it to go down.
Yeah. You know, she got the shot she wanted.
Yeah.
You know, from where we were sitting. Like, once again, I wasn't broadcasting. Y'all were dinner snuff to let me set in on y'all's. And, you know, that ball, it went in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it was a tough break, but.
Yeah, just not a whole lot more you can do about that. But they come back after that and beat Foreman 68-51. Ended up the week on a good note. Now this week, looks like y'all got just one game this week.
Well, we're playing in the Nashville Classic, but they do like a round robin tournament where everybody's guaranteed three games. You know, and then they just go best record for the champion.
Yeah.
And I was informed last night that Nevada County girls have dropped out. So our girls are going to be one game short of everybody else, but. You know, they'll get two games in that this week. And
y'all get the Scrapperettes?
Do what now?
Do y'all get the Scrapperettes?
Yes, we will play them. I figure we'll handle them pretty easily. Why the laughs, guys?
Well, Greg and I just happened to the Scrapperettes coach, Paul Dean, is a church member of ours. And a couple of Scrapperettes, three to be precise, I think, Greg, play. And we know that they are pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just being humorous for all those Scrapper.
I'm just wondering.
Direct your email to. Yeah,
that's right. I'm just wondering if they're going to play. You know, last year the Lady Scrapper, the Scrapperettes didn't play in the tournament.
Yeah, they might not. I mean, it doesn't say JV on the,
on JV
the bracket, but, you know, they're down to just four teams. And Kirby, Nashville, Derrick's, and Nevada County. And like I say, the Nevada County girls have dropped out, so it's not as big a tournament as it used to be, but games this time of the year is good for anybody, so you get in what you can.
That's exactly right. You just want to play. So you'll be playing in that at the end of the week then.
Well, it starts last night, since this is Tuesday.
I've already messed that up.
Yeah.
So we travel to Akron tonight, and then the tournament resumes Wednesday, and I believe the last two games are going to be on Saturday is when they'll play.
Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you, watching again both the girls and boys teams this week, just how much improvement I saw in them. They're just playing really well, I think. And I think it's going to, you know, as they move forward in the season, I think they're just going to continue to get better and better. Andrew Mack especially didn't play the first two or three games. He's come back. I mean, had a great week.
Yeah.
From everything I saw. And just they've got a full complement of kids. I mean, they all play hard. They never give up, and I really like watching them play. I'm glad I got to see them.
You know what I couldn't get past watching the Outlaws was how much it would hurt if Tedford stepped on your foot.
He can step on both of your feet with one of his.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, he's a small guy.
Yeah, he's just a little bitty.
Yeah, he's just a little bitty guy. But, Jeff, you got anything else about the Outlaws?
Well, just real quick, we'll just kind of run down the week and not broadcasting all of the games. I don't have all of the stats. But on the girls' side, you know, Riley Simmons, Sydney Mounts, Gracie Thigpen, you know, they all had big scoring games, you know, for the Lady Outlaws. So, you know, congratulations to all of them, and we hope they continue that. On the boys' side, I do have a few stats, and, you know, speaking of Tedford, he was our player of the game at Foreman. He led them in scoring and rebounds, just shy of a double-double. But the usual suspects, you know, you have Isaac Hams, and as y'all said, Andrew Mack, who y'all got to see him. That Dequan game, I believe, was his first game to play. Was that not? I think it was his first game back.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm not.
He looked really good.
I'm not sure of his numbers against Dequan and Foreman Tuesday night, last Tuesday. But I know against Cossatide, he went for 25 points and 10 rebounds, and against Mena, he had 28 points. So, I would think Andrew Mack would be our Toad Thumper Lures Outlaw Player of the Week.
A solid choice.
And I bet I get to say that. That's what I was going to say. I bet I get to say that more than once this year.
I do too. You might want to rehearse that.
But yeah, he had a big game, and you know, averaging over 20 right now, I would say easily. So,
yeah, but he's a great player.
Yeah, good kid. Yeah, he's a good kid.
He really is a great player. Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us about Outlaw basketball. Now we're going to keep you here, and we're going to talk a little bit about Foreman basketball, just a little bit, because since y'all played them last week, just wonder what your thoughts were about their week. I mean, that, you know, the Gators played three games last week, lost to you by 19, and then lost to Taylor, which that's no shame. You know,
yeah.
Tony doesn't know where Taylor is. But Taylor has got a great basketball tradition.
They got a great softball tradition, yeah, baseball,
they,
basketball,
they
yeah.
They do. And then they lost to Akron also. And so, you know, Foreman, you know, just trying to hunt a win wherever they can find one.
Well, they played hard, the girls and the boys both. You know, I thought they played hard. I think the Outlaws on both sides, the boys and the girls, probably went into that game overlooking them a little bit. I mean, I thought both games were probably closer than they could have been,
right,
even with the score, you know, getting on out there pretty good. But on the girls' side, hey, they got, I can't think of her first name right now, Hardwick.
They've always had a Hardwick down there.
I think she went for like 27 against the Lady Outlaws, you know, and she was...
I think she'll be our Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I mean, it was, well, I'm pretty sure on the boys' side, DJ Anderson, y'all recognize
that
name.
We talk about DJ every week.
Yeah.
He had 23, I think, for the boys. Wow. But I believe she was the leading scorer for them overall. So,
looks like this week they got they're at Legacy, and then they host the Spring Hill Bears. So, you know, the Legacy and Gators, the Warriors and Gators, that should be a good matchup. And then Spring Hill, usually loaded, not quite as loaded as they usually are. So I think a couple opportunities for the Gators this week.
Yeah, especially if they keep playing hard. I mean, you know, they didn't give up. They fought the whole way. They shorted numbers on the boys' team. I'm wanting to say they had 7 kids, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and that kind of segues into the Legacy Warriors, and we can talk about them. excuse me. They lost to Odin 59-52, and this week they're going to play at Umpire Monday night, and then Tuesday they're going to play Foreman at home. Last week they had a win against Umpire. Or that's the Lady Warriors, excuse me. Last week they won at Umpire, and they won at Odin also. This week they also are playing umpire and foreman. And you know, and
Lady Warriors are 10-3.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
Yeah, they're off to a good, they're off to a really good start. Warriors 4-7, having to deal with life without Ethan Gallagher.
Yeah,
that would be hard for any team to, if you have a someone of that caliber who's scored on a level where you're recognized nationally. But Warriors will get the ship righted.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, if when you talk about them, they've got a young team. They've got they're adjusting to not having their leading scorer, and you know that. But their player of the week, and this is going to be the Stillwell's Warrior player of the week, is going to be junior Ozzie Tolendano. Excuse me.
That's easy for you to say, yeah. Greg.
He gave the Warriors 15 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 4 deflections, 4 steals, and 1 charge taken over the week. And so he's going to be the Stillwell's Player of the Week for the Legacy Warriors. And you got to mention Oakley Lofton. and, you know, she's extremely worked so hard. She's averaging 30 points a game, 12 rebounds a game, you know, and you know, when you look at their game, they beat Odin 50-47. She scored 40 points.
Yeah,
out of 50.
Yeah.
So just an outstanding effort by Oakley. I'm sure that at some point in time she's going to be our player of the week.
I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah, I think it is too. And you know, we appreciate them and look forward to hearing from them more in the future about everything that's going on with the Legacy Warriors and Lady Warriors. And now I think it's time for us to talk a little bit football.
Yeah, we picked the conference championship games. We picked the state championship games. And we also picked Army-Navy. And Jeff come out of that 12-5, which is pretty impressive. I was 9-8, and Greg, you were 7-10. Not as impressive.
No. Thank you.
I got double digits in the win column.
Greg is going to do with the bowl picks is he's going to throw darts.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what Tony's done in our other league, just quit. So now he's going to be the loser, and he's going to buy lunch.
That's exactly right.
Because that's what he did. So that's what I'm going to do. I just quit. I'm done. So now it's you two guys. Y'all go ahead and pick. Man, I'm not going to pick. I'm
going to play it. I'm going to play it the same way I did the first time around. I'm broke and desperate, so I need to win so I don't have to buy lunch.
You were who was the golfer that said a real pressure putt is when $10 is on the line and you don't have, you don't have anything in your pocket.
That's exactly right. But we are going to talk about this week's bowl games.
That's right. That's what we will have to pick them. Is the bowl season starts on Saturday. We'll pick all of Saturday's games and then didn't pick up again till Monday, Tuesday night, and then so we'll be able to pick next week's games. You know, next week. So.
Yeah. So the first game we're looking at here is,
and I put the odds in there for you guys. I did you a favor.
I appreciate that. All right. Myrtle Beach Bowl. You got Georgia Southern versus Ohio. Georgia Southern's the favorite by 3.5 points. And even though it's the Myrtle Beach Bowl, it's in Conway, South Carolina, by the way.
Yeah, that's a bowl that the herd's familiar with. Yeah. And it's a nice bowl. Most of the time you get good weather, and it's usually very well attended. If you can imagine it being in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. So
who's picking first?
We'll just rotate around like we have been. You want me to go first?
Sure.
I've got to go with the Sun Belt, and I'm going to go with Georgia Southern.
Well, you know, Georgia Southern, they make a good wood paper product. So
it sounds like Tyler's reasoning for picking somebody.
That's Georgia Pacific. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going Georgia Southern.
And I'll make that 3.
All right. Very good.
Next one is going to be the Cricket Celebration Bowl.
I didn't name it.
That's Howard versus Florida and A&M. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. And I assume that's the phone company, Cricket. Don't know that. But neither here nor there.
Jiminy Cricket is hosting the bowl.
That's right.
Chocolate covered.
Howard versus Florida A&M. A&M, 4-point favorite.
Okay, so it's my turn, huh? Yep. Howard, Florida A&M. With my Tyler reasoning, I've always been a big fan of Howard Stern. I'm going Howard.
I'm taking Florida A&M.
As am I. Howard, if it was a battle of the bands, I would take Howard, but in a football game, I'm going to take the Rattlers.
Oh, it's football?
Yeah. Florida A&M.
So next, another Saturday game, R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Jacksonville State, a 3.5-point favorite over Louisiana. And I guess I'm the first pick, and I'm taking Louisiana because they're a home team.
That, yeah, is basically a home game for them. Another thing going for Louisiana is Rich Rodriguez coaches Jacksonville State. So I am going to go with the Raging Cajuns as well.
Rich Rodriguez is coached everywhere. So
yeah, and coached at Marshall.
Yeah.
Raging Cajuns.
All right. We're all going with the underdog.
Okay, the Cure Bowl, Miami, Ohio versus Appy State.
Appy State's almost a touchdown favorite.
They are.
But you all picked Appalachian State, and it burned you.
Yeah. Well, Tony. It didn't burn me too bad. But
I hate to pick a team with the nickname the Mountaineers, but I've got to go with the Sun Belt again and go with Appalachian State.
Okay. Well, in the previous picks, like you say, Appalachian State let me down. Miami of Ohio did not.
That's right.
I'm going Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm going with Appalachian State.
All right. Man, I might get hammered in this contest.
Yeah, we're starting over. This is for – no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say that because I'm going to lose again. All right, New Mexico Bowl. New Mexico State versus Fresno State. New Mexico State, 3.5-point favorite. Not at home because New Mexico State's at Las Cruces.
That's right, but it's practically a home game.
That's right.
It's in state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Have you seen – y'all seen the venue where they play that New Mexico Bowl? It is gorgeous. I mean, Herd got to play there. It's probably been 5-6 years ago now. Played Colorado State there, and it is a gorgeous venue for a football game. For anything else,
are they the Lobos?
No,
no, they
that's
are.
New Mexico.
Okay,
they're the Aztecs.
That's exactly
right. Aztecs.
Yeah, and you got the Fresno State Bulldogs. Which one's going to win? Aztecs or Bulldogs, Tyler?
Aztecs. They got spears.
Yeah, I mean that's
Aztecs have spears.
I'll let Tyler pick that one for me.
Okay,
we're going Aztecs.
Me too.
It's hard for me to imagine New Mexico State beating Fresno from where these teams were at the start of the season. And I realize it's not the start
they
of the season.
They beat Auburn.
I understand that as well, but I've got to go with Fresno State.
There's one I picked up. All right, now we got, I don't know what this, La Bowl hosted by
the
Gronk.
The L.A. Bowl.
Gronk.
Gronk, yeah.
I wasn't so surprised you didn't know what it was.
The L.A. Bowl hosted by Gronk. That's UCLA against Boise State. UCLA, a 2.5-point favorite. This is in Inglewood, California.
Is it me? I can't keep up with who's picking.
No, I think it's me, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is you.
Okay, this is one of those games where I tell you where it's a G5 versus a P5.
Yeah.
And it gives Boise a little extra juice.
I'm going with Boise. Excuse me.
I am going with Boise as well.
Well, guys, UCLA in Inglewood, Showtime basketball all the way. UCLA.
All right.
All right. The next one's the Independence Bowl, one we actually know where it is.
We could go to it.
That's right. It's in Shreveport.
2 hours away.
Yep. Cal versus Texas Tech. And there'll be plenty of tickets for sale, by the way.
Plenty of good seats still available Independence Bowl.
This one at Conway wasn't too far away.
No.
Oh, wait, no. South Carolina.
Yeah. South Carolina, yeah. Cal versus Texas Tech. Tony?
I know nothing about Cal. I just don't follow West Coast football a whole lot.
You can't stay up that late, can you?
Well,
they're still in,
I know Washington and Oregon are really
they're still
good.
They're still in the Pac-12. 12, so that for means now. They're not any good because all the good ones left.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Texas Tech.
Okay, pressure zone. Cal, C-A-L, Shreveport, Louisiana, L-A. They got two of those letters in their name. And Bobby Knight is not coaching Texas Tech. I'm going Cal.
All right.
I think I'm going to go Cal, too.
Jeff, you realize you went with two Pac-12 teams in the last two picks.
Yes, I will hate myself for that until Sunday when these games are final. Talking about the picks, did we mention the two high school championships from?
They were in the standings, but no, I didn't put them in. The...
No, we didn't talk about those.
I didn't know if maybe y'all had beforehand.
I don't know if you. I ended up watching the end of the Harding Academy Rivercrest game.
I didn't watch any of it.
Amazing game. They really played well. Ended up 47 to.
Yeah, it was closer.
It was
47 to 35 or something. I think it was the final.
I thought it was a one score game.
Maybe 43.
I think it was 43-35.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was 8 points. That's right. Yeah. And Rivercrest had the ball and was going down the field for a while. They just ran out of time. But, Prescott, who I picked, since y'all picked Boonville, steamrolled them.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a kid. Last year, the kid from Malvern set a record for the state championships in rushing, and the kid from Boonville almost got it.
Yeah. It ended up being a three-point game, I think, 27-24. But, Boonville was dominating it when I watched it before I came over for the tournament. But.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, so that wraps it up for episode 20 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We talked a lot of basketball, got to talk to several different coaches, some of the play-by-play announcers for the different teams. Man, basketball in full swing. A lot of these teams playing lots of games, Tony.
Yeah, I think the one thing that came out of this episode unanimous is everybody enjoyed the Leopard Classic. So if you see an administrator, if you see Coach Lindley or Coach Spears, I would encourage you to, if you enjoyed it, to let them know so this thing comes back next year.
Yeah, and I think that'd be great. And so it's time to shut her down for another week. We appreciate all our sponsors that sponsor this podcast. Without them, we couldn't do it. We appreciate everybody coming on and listening to it, and we appreciate the kids so much to allow us to talk about them.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.